you'll find God helps you, will help you, and you'll find you'll get more and more connected. You'll get roots deep enough that you get down deep enough that the storms will come and the winds will blow, and you won't shake. I know the Scripture tells us He's going to shake everything that can be shaken, so that cannot be shaken would remain. I want to be a part of that. Brother Daniels, I want to be a part of that cannot be shaken. And the remaining part. Those of us who are alive and remain. That's the part I want to be in on. I want to be alive and remaining in the kingdom of God. I don't want to be shook out. And I know God will give you strength. He'll give you help. And if we'll work on getting more connected to God, He'll bless us more. Because I know God wants to bless us. I think God would like to give us things to help build the kingdom of God, but He knows if He gives it to us, we'll probably be selfish with it. Use it more on our own desires and flesh, lust of the flesh and eyes. Let's tap into the strength of God and the power of God and let Him use us in a greater way. Hallelujah. All right, there's more I could say here, but I'm going to back up. It's just good to be here tonight. And I'm looking forward to the meeting in the Dominican Republic this weekend. Let's pray before I sit down. I know we've got needs. I'd like for you to pray for the meeting in the Dominican Republic. And there's several. I talked to Brother Lionel Joseph in Haiti today, and there's several ministers and saints both that are coming. Pray that we'll be able to help them and take care of them. And maybe they would get that God would give them some encouragement. Help them get lifted up from their present condition and that they'd receive help and refreshing there in the meeting. Pray for all of them that are traveling over there. Keep praying for Brother Mark Boyd and Sister Sherry. They're going over to be in the meeting, and they were in feeling like they was going to be able to get Sarah at this time, but I think there's enough developed this week that they're realizing they're not going to get her as fast as they thought they were. And so pray God will help them with that. You know, the Lord can show them every shortcut there is. But keep praying for that. What else? Are there needs, Sister Elsie? All right, keep praying for her family. I'm glad you're feeling better. We missed you when you was out, Brother Dave. All right. Brother Weaver called. Sister Hutchinson. All right. Pray for Brother Hutchinson. Sister Fisher. All right. All right. Keep remembering also Brother Blue still in hospice. Sister Angie. All right. Brother David, remember that. Pray for him. Sister Ann. All right, let's remember Brother and Sister Crow. That's hard on them not to get to come to church. All right, let's remember them. Sister Abraham. All right. All right, Sister Abraham's family. Sister. All right. Scott and Joshua. That's her son and grandson. Who else? Sister Bryant. hardly ever miss church. Let's pray for Rachel. I know that's hard. Four teeth pulled. All right, Brother Keith. All right. Let's remember that. Brother Dodson's, he's been spitting up blood, coughing, spitting up blood quite a while. Evidently the... All right. Let's remember that. It seems like the doctors are not, you know, they don't feel like it's anything, I guess, you know, like cancer or anything, but it's, he can't get over it. Sister Lisa? All right, her ears. Yeah, Brother Andrew. Jeffrey what? Duckworth? Okay. And Sister Brittany's sick tonight, too. She's real sick. All right. Anything else? Let's all stand. If the ushers would come, we'll receive the offering. I want to thank you for such a good offering, missionary offering Sunday. The response was really appreciated. Precious Lord, oh God, help us. Father, with our needs and our petitions here tonight. Oh, Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah. Precious Lord, God, help us with these needs. Touch each one, Lord, those that are sick in their bodies and in pain. Oh, God, help them, Lord. Touch Rachel tonight, Lord, in this sickness. Brother Dodson, this condition in his throat. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, touch these families that requested prayer for their families. Lord, you know their condition and situation. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Strengthen us. God, help us, Lord. We're wanting your strength, Lord, to serve you in a greater way and do a greater work for you and have something greater in our lives that helps us to be more rooted and faithful to you and your purpose for our individual being members in the body of Christ. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the offering tonight, Lord, and the remainder of this service. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
to make you living.
More than faith will bring you high. More than all this world's attire.
More than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Possession, great and small, with family, take them all. More than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Well, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my place in that lamp's great book of life. I want to hear him say, well done, hear in my childhood life.
More than anything in my life, I got to
to make it.
If I can run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. More than anything in my life, I've got to make it.
Yes, Lord.
More than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know.
I want to hear
him play well done,
hear him in my
childhood one.
More than anything in my life, I've got to make it.
More than anything.
can and be friendly. Yes. Okay, give let Brother Durham have the mic.
I need some help at work. I've got a couple people nibbling around on some bait, but I can't set the hook. So if you're in my store, you know, Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays, or Saturdays, normally after 7 o'clock you can find me there. I introduced Sister Rochella to a couple people over there, but there's one young man, his name's Nate. He's kind of rough looking. He's a young black man. He wears the, what do they call it, the little funny hat? A do hat? Is that do rag? Wears the do rag. Yeah. But when I first went there, I told my wife, I said, there's something about that young man because he's real respectful. He would come into the room that I was sitting and he'd see me and he'd say something. He'd say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Roy, I didn't see you there. But he said he was going to come to church a week ago, and he never did. But he keeps coming to me asking questions such as, how do you know you're going to the right church? So come by, and I'll introduce you to Nate. I want him to see some people here from church. And then there's a lady there. She's retired from the post office. She's got God in her life, and she's met a couple of y'all. So come in and see me. Maybe we can set the hook and get some people in. What I'm saying.